last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A senior administration official tells CBS News President Trump is about to sign an executive order prioritizing federal funding for school choice programs. CBS's Catherine Watson with more.
The executive order directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to submit a plan for how military families can use Defense Department funds to send their kids to a school of their choosing. The executive order also tells the Department of Health and Human Services to determine how states might use block grants to support private and faith-based schools.
A family feud over Robert F. Kennedy's nomination to be Health and Human Services Secretary. Cousin and former Congressman Patrick Kennedy writes in the Washington Post, quote, to portray him as fundamentally opposed to modern medicine is misinformed. But with confirmation hearings beginning in a few hours, another Kennedy sees it differently.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, is urging senators not to confirm his bid to become President Trump's health secretary, saying the job
is an enormous responsibility and one that Bobby is unqualified to fill.
But Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party will work to confirm all of Trump's nominees.
We're going to continue to grind and grind and grind, and we'll do that through the weekend if necessary.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The Oklahoma State Board of Education has voted to require parents to report their immigration or citizenship status when enrolling their children in school. This parent in a mixed status family is worried.
It's just a time filled with fear, a time filled with uncertainty, with lots of rhetoric. It's almost like we feel like we have to pull our kids from school.
The Trump administration has reached the same conclusion as the Biden administration about all those drones hovering over New Jersey.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the drones were authorized to fly by the FAA.
For research and various other reasons.
She says many of the drones were also
hobbyists, recreational and private individuals that enjoy flying drones.
And she said,
this was not the enemy.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
In northern India, several people are feared dead and many more injured as tens of thousands of Hindus rush to take a holy bath in the river at the massive Maha Kumbh festival.
We're told by witnesses you had just thousands of people that were sleeping along the riverbanks, and you also had a lot of people that were going into the water. And there was just such a crush of people that came out of the water and came from another direction. And what you had was a situation of these people that were laying down ended up getting trampled on.
BBC News correspondent Samira Hussein at the scene. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Old Spice Swagger Body Wash will make you the MVP of freshness and confidence. With its irresistible scent, it will transform your shower experience, leaving you feeling fresh on and off the field. Pair it with Old Spice Swagger Deodorant, the number one aluminum-free brand that keeps you feeling like a Super Bowl champion 24/7 when used daily. But don't wait. This dynamic duo is available at Costco for a limited time only. Old Spice, official deodorant partner of the NFL and Super Bowl 59, where freshness meets football greatness.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
CBS's Steve Kathan reports on an unusual discovery in Denmark.
A Danish museum says an amateur fossil hunter, while on a walk at a UNESCO site south of Copenhagen, found some unusual fragments, pieces of sea lily in a hunk of chalk. Analysis determined it was material from vomit, dated to an era when dinosaurs still roamed the Earth 66 million years ago. Experts say it contains at least two species of sea lilies, likely eaten by a fish that threw up the parts it couldn't digest, all considered important when reconstructing past ecosystems. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A miles-long cluster of dolphins was filmed leaping and gliding and cavorting their way across Carmel Bay across the central coast of California. They formed an unusual super pod of more than 1,500 dolphins. A marine biologist says the mix of adult and juveniles is likely the result of several pods coming together. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly clear sky for us in the overnight. Breezy west winds to 40 miles per hour as our morning low will drop to near 30. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, continued breezy with northwest winds. Highs close to 40, upper 40s on Thursday. It's 42 at our studios.
Oh, Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is a word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
WRJN.
All the world over sun, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
With the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and bullets and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die.
tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloud in the sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has temporarily stayed President Trump's attempt at withholding federal funding to conduct a review. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's confusion.
In the absence of much information, thousands of organizations that rely on federal funds were making panicked calls to Congress to try to figure out if they're on the list. Take LULAC, for example. It's the nation's largest Latino civil rights organization.